Welcome to this podcast about Mount Edgecombe and Khrushchev Island in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. In 1813, the Russian exploration ship Neva wrecked near Mount Edgecombe on Khrushchev Island, about 93 miles southwest of Juneau and 10 miles west of Sitka, Alaska. The island is 23 miles long and 8.1 miles wide, with a land area of 106,880 acres. The Tlingit name, recorded in 1849 by Captain Mikhail D. Tebenkov of the Imperial Russian Navy, was Tlik. In 1775, Don Juan de la Bodega y Cuadra named the island's dominant peak Montana de San Jacinto, after which the island became known as San Jacinto, or, as Captain Jean-François de Galope, Comte de La Pérouse, called it Saint Hyacinthe. In 1787, Captain Nathaniel Portlock named it Pitt Island. Early Russian traders called it Sitka Island, but in 1805, Captain Yuriev Lisiansky named it Cruz Island, after a Russian admiral. In 1849, Konstantin Gruink called it Edgecombe or Khrushchev Island, and Khrushchev was adopted by the U.S. Board of Geographic Names in 1906. The island is formed in part by Mount Edgecombe, a stratovolcano, along with several volcanic and collapsed cones comprising the Mount Edgecombe volcanic field. The volcanic field is associated with the active Fairweather Queen Charlotte Fault, but is considered dormant. The most recent activity is represented by a dacite flow post-dating ash deposited around 5,000 years ago. Lava flows and tephra deposits are locally interleaved with quaternary, fluvial, alluvial, and glacial deposits overlying bedrock. The bedrock consists mostly of Pleistocene basalt flows from Mount Edgecombe, dark gray plagioclase, olivine, and porphyritic basalt with intercalated breccia and tuff. Some basalt flows underlie glacial till, others overlie post-glacial tephra deposits. Evidence from glacial landforms and deposits suggests that much of Baranof and Khrushchev Islands was covered by ice during the last glacial maximum, though Mount Edgecombe on Khrushchev Island and west-facing mountain flanks south of Whale Bay on Baranof Island may have been unglaciated. Khrushchev Island has no permanent residents, but has several maintained hiking trails. From the 1950s through the 1970s, its forests were clear-cut for timber, and it remains a potential site for future hydroelectric and geothermal power development. The Russian exploration ship Neva, originally a British merchant vessel named the Thames and launched in 1801, was purchased by Russia in 1803 and renamed. She made two voyages to the Far East. The first was part of Russia's inaugural circumnavigation of the globe. The second departed Okhotsk in August 1812. Bound for Fort St. Archangel Mikhail and Sitka. After 3 months of storms, sickness, and water shortages, the ship reached Prince William Sound. Despite rigging damage, the crew pressed on toward Sitka, but in January 1813, near Khrushchev Island, and only miles from their destination, the Neva struck a reef and sank. 28 survivors struggled ashore with almost nothing and endured nearly a month before rescuers arrived. Archaeologists have since discovered the wreck site and the survivors' encampment and are uncovering how these sailors lived for a month in harsh conditions. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.